Hey, Audio Boo. It's the Rowdy American. I haven't booed in ages, but I was listening to somebody's audio boo, and it said something about doubling time, that some people have been getting double the time, and sure enough, I'm one of them. I used to have 5 minutes. Now it's giving me 10 minutes, so you guys can listen to me for 10 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not really going to talk for 10 minutes, but I could if I wanted to. Say hi, Carrie.
Hi.
And that's the cat in the background. Pay no attention to the meowing cat mitten. In the background, to
your
the mitten.
Call him a mitten. She is a mitten. That's what we call her, a meowing kitten.
She's a mitten. She's a bad mitten.
Yeah, she is. We're going to sell her on Kijiji.
Yeah.
In pieces, we're going to sell her meower. Anybody want a kitten meower, you can have her.
We might do it on eBay so we can take bids.
I don't know what you'd do with a meowing meower for a kitten.
We might do it on eBay just so we can get bids for the...
You should tell them what I'm doing right now.
She's on a Windows XP machine, yes, and we know that XP is going to be gone in a matter of days.
Yeah, literally a matter of days.
But she's on an XP machine right now.
My good old XP.
Which we'll update, I guess, at some point, but whenever. But
we'll get to it.
She's currently registering or installing
NHL
2003.
Yeah, and so they try to get me technical support.
This game is 11 years old.
I want to know if they have a current update.
She wants
rosters.
To see if she can get updates, you know, for the current rosters, for the current NHL seasons and all that, to see if, I mean, it's 2003, so it's not very up to date. So she wants to see if she can get current rosters so that she can play, but we'll see how that works out.
You should tell them about what we want to do at the end of the month with our stories.
Oh, yeah, we're thinking about getting American Netflix for a lot of reasons.
Well, because Canadian Netflix sucks.
Canadian, it does kind of suck. Now, I know there's free ways to do it. Before anybody comments, I know I can get, I know I can change my DNS server settings and all that. I know I can do all that, but you have to change them. And then you know, when that one doesn't work anymore, then you got to look for a new one. So I know there's free ways to do it, okay? I'm well aware of this fact. But I'd rather pay and get something that I don't have to worry about than have to always change my DNS all the time, you know? Like, it gets tiring. I've tried it, and I've found a few that work, but then you use them for like 2 or 3 weeks, then you have to go change them again and look for new ones. And I honestly just can't be bothered, so I'd rather pay the $4.95 a month or whatever service I decide to go with, whatever their fee is, and not have to worry about it than always have to change
do you still sound like Kermit?
The DNS server. Yeah, my nose is stuffed up a little bit, as you might be able to tell. And we were in the store yesterday, and I don't know, some of the workers in this store, this grocery store I go to next door to me, are really strange. Because one day I went into the store and I heard this, well, I thought it was a cat. I said, why is there a cat in the store? I said to Carrie. And she's like, there's no cat. And then the cashier behind me, like at the next register, she's like, oh, that was me. She's like, I was meowing like a cat. And then on the, she got all excited because I thought she was a real cat. And then, she said, see, I really do sound like a cat. He thought I was a cat.
And then later on,
I went back to the store that day, and she asked me about it again. She's like, do you want to hear me meow like a cat again? And I'm like, no, it's okay. She's like, but I really do sound like a cat, don't I? And I'm like, yeah.
I think people at No Frills need something better.
People at Basics, actually, yeah. Food Basics. But then we went in there yesterday, and we were walking down the aisle. We were going to get
Pepsi.
Well, we were looking for Pepsi, but we were also looking for Kraft Dinner and milk and stuff. And we heard this guy, he's like, and I'm Fozzie Bear. And they were talking about the Muppets for some reason. And we kept going. I didn't really think anything of it. And all of a sudden, I'm like, hi-ho, it's Kermit the Frog here. It sounded better yesterday because my nose was even more stuffed up. But she was laughing because I was like, hi ho, Kermit the Frog here. We're going to get some Kraft Dinner, and if we go down this aisle, we could get some milk for our craft dinner. And then I was talking about the Muppet movie because we went and watched The Muppets Most Wanted last week.
Because I took you on a hot date because your wife spoils you like that.
Yeah, we went on a hot date and I was talking about the movie and I was like, how could they not know that was the real Kermit? Why? How did they not know that was the real Kermit just by him saying he had a cold and stuff? I'm not going to spoil the movie, but anyway, yeah. And so I was going around talking like Kermit for a while, and I said,
so much for your non-10 minutes.
And I said, maybe I should go up to the counter and talk like that when we pay. And
I said,
no, I didn't do it. Or we could have looked for the guy that was trying to be Fozzie.
I told you where he was. I told you he walked right past.
Yeah, him. And I should have said, hi, ho, Kermit the Frog here.
And he probably would have been, like, cowling because I was cowling.
Yeah, it was funny. But I really don't have much more to say than that. I just wanted to come out here because I haven't been on Audio Boo in a while. And no one's probably going to listen to this anyway because it's just me rambling and Carrie rambling and, you know, all that kind of thing. But
we're all together, like usual.
Yep. We are. But it's kind of cool that I got 10 minutes to play with now. So if I ever do want to talk to you guys about something serious, or if I want to rant about something.
Or go on and on and on about Crapple.
I love Apple.
Yeah.
Tell her to stop. They have phenomenal customer service. Or if I want to record anything at World Pride that's coming up in about three months.
We're going to have like so many audio booths.
Because I recorded a couple of things from there last year because I really enjoyed myself. That was just Toronto Pride, but this year it's World Pride. So that should be a lot of fun. Maybe we can get some of the bands on here and show you little snippets of things that are going on.
And I can have a DVS going on.
Or maybe we'll go back to the...
DSS, Describe Sighted Services.
Or maybe we'll go back to the kissing booth again and I'll record the whole thing while we go through the kissing booth again.
Because awesome.
We did that last year and we got our picture done and it ended up on the web and everything. And yeah, it's kind of fun.
It's cool, actually.
Anyway, I'm going to go for now. Bye everybody, and I'll try to update Audio Boo more often than I have been.
Right, you say that about everything.
Yeah, I know, I say that about Facebook, Twitter.
Hey, I got 10 minutes too. I had 3 to begin with.
Oh, you got 10 minutes too?
It says right there, 10 minutes.
That's cool. All right, anyway.
3 minutes. Now it's 10
minutes. She had 3 and she went up to 10, so hers is like just tripled, over tripled actually, and mine doubled.
That's cool.
This is neat.
I like 10 minutes. I can talk for 10 minutes if I want to.
But you don't update Audio Boo very much either.
Nobody loves me.
I love you.
Usually I do ones with you, funny ones.
I love you.
We need to do an Alfred Hitchcock one.
Yeah, so an Alfred Hitchcock, we can tell a story. Okay, everybody.
Bye for now. Stop trying to kiss me on Audio Boo.
Bye, guys.